This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yeah, let me bring in our expert here, sports marketing expert Squili Gumede, to talk to us about this. Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Maskepe, and good evening to listeners. I am well. How are you?
I'm not happy. I am not happy. Because the picture that I am seeing at Orlando Stadium and the picture that I saw yesterday at the Dobsonville Stadium as a proud South African doesn't make me to be proud, because there are no people at the stadium. Can you at least let us in on what the reasons could be? Because one caller here was saying the marketing is one of the reasons, but what's the reason?
No, Jeff is right, and the other previous caller is also correct. So that's part of the reason. I mean, the issue is a lot more complex, but certainly marketing is one of the things. I mean, when the game is in Soweto, you would have thought that one of the things that SAFA would have done is perhaps to go through all of the big mass transit areas, where there are people, Baragwana, the different malls in and around Soweto, and basically raise the profile of the game and the interest from people from going there. But the issue is much, much bigger than that. The issue also talks to what happens in PSL matches. Think about the PSL matches and try and remember, when was the last time you saw a full stadium? Even for the derby, which has always been a match that is full all the time. So what you see in Bafana Bafana is a symptom of a bigger, deeper problem for the game in the country.
Then how do we solve it? Because I would love, during the day, I was watching many AFCON qualifiers. Uganda, the stadiums are packed. Tanzania, yeah, the stadiums are packed. Yesterday, I watched Ghana, the stadium is packed. DRC, they haven't been winning for some time, but they still go there and support their national teams. So what's so special about us to stay away? I don't get it.
So, like I say, I mean, there are many, many issues. For me, it starts with the what happens in schools and where the future players and the future fans and the future administrators and the future referees and the future of the game is, right? There's something called the pyramid of sport development.
Okay.
The pyramid of sport development is like a triangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of a triangle, at the bottom of the triangle is the base of the game, where there are schools, there are community clubs, and you want to try and get as many people as possible at the bottom of the game to get introduced to the game. So more and more kids should be playing the game every year. Now, we know from the EPG report around transformation of sport in this country that very few schools are playing organized sport. So less and less kids are playing sport. So effectively, then we are creating less and less fans every year. But the fans that we also have, we're just not taking care of enough work to keep them in the game. So. You know, there's been a talk of having a football endeavor in this country, which would unearth some of these issues. You know, there was a time when a typical football match in this country would draw on the public broadcaster up to 10 million people watching. Today, it's under 2 million people who watch on TV, let alone going to a stadium. So there is just no more interest in the game. And part of it is because the National Federation and the PSL have not really done enough to market the game. As a society as well, we haven't done enough to build the future of the game. So you know, we are suffering like that.
I think maybe in layman terms, because one can say we listen to the radio and the whole week, or maybe for the last 2 weeks, because every time when the PSL is about to go into recess and there is going to be a Bafana Bafana game, we will always talk about the international break and that players are breaking from their clubs to the national team they are going to be playing, which effectively say that there will be a match. And in the reports on newspapers, on radio, on TV, they will always be mentioned that the game is taking place, like we have been doing, that the match is taking place. And then on social media as well, I saw Safa, they've been talking about the match, and there was an event that took place in Soweto as well, where they were talking about the Women's World Cup Trophy Tour.
The Women's World Cup Trophy Tour, yeah.
And they mentioned the game taking place. So in layman terms, can you explain to us this the role of marketing and just maybe the steps that needs to be followed until the message gets to the viewer, to the audience, to say, here is a game, come support the game?
Absolutely. So let me give you an example, right? So I'm a football fan. So I'm probably one of the people that is a classic target market for a game, right? You know when I found out what time and where the game is. Ask me a question. When did I find out?
When did you find out?
This week, I think on Wednesday. It's the first time I saw the game was at 6 o'clock at Orlando Stadium.
Okay.
On Wednesday, a game that we knew about 3 months ago, 6 months ago. So I saw that on the Twitter page. Now I don't know where else other people are. So there's only about, I don't know, there's about 5 million South Africans, I think, that are on Twitter. So I don't know where the other 55 million people would have seen it. Now I haven't seen anything on SABC where there's a promo setting. I mean, sorry to mention that, but I haven't seen on the other public other broadcasters.
Yes.
Where there's a mention that this game is taking place at this time and who we're playing. So in layman's terms, it's about ensuring that you build a consistent communication that covers all the different possible areas where the fans are likely to be. And the fans are on radio, they are on TV, they are in print, they are in social media, they are in out of home, so it's traveling through the taxi ranks and the bus stations. Everywhere, there has to be something that says, don't forget this weekend, there's a match like this. Right now we are in the break, for international break. The leagues around the world, they are advertising on the local pay station. Right now they talk about when we come back on the 1st and the 2nd and the 3rd, this is when the match is taking place on TV, because that's what you do. That's how they get people to sit on TV and make time to do so. The National Federation as well as the PSL are competing with many other interests. Fans, for any particular weekend, they have an option of going to a beer festival, a music festival, a cricket match, a rugby match, a football match, a comedy festival, anything. You have to give them a reason to choose your event. And part of that is telling them early where the match is, what do they need to get there, how much should they pay, you provide them with the right food, there'll be parking, there'll be security, blah, blah, blah. That's what other events are doing. So you have to understand that you are competing for the fans' one rand, and for that one rand, the fan needs to decide what is going to give me the best enjoyment and the best experience. And football right now is not cracking it there.
Then I would say that there is something even in this marketing that we got wrong, because over time you hear people saying that when they want to market things, they talk about social media. But as you rightfully say, and I agree, I don't remember the last time I saw a roadshow, traditional roadshow where I would see a truck with people getting off the truck or people getting onto the truck, dancing and all these big speakers. Because more often than not, even in football, I always hear people saying that the role of, you know, PROs and so on, like your Patko Mafanis and your Alex Chakwanis in the past, is dead. So is that where we are also making a mistake as clubs, as national teams, even as a society, to say there's no space for this? But when you look at what's happening, maybe it looks like there is still space.
No, absolutely. You nailed it right there. part of the traditional role of the PRO was to drum up support. I remember the late Abdul Bamji talking about old NSL matches and how he would start saying the tickets would be sold out on Tuesday. And literally, by Thursday, the tickets would be sold out because he was creating such a hype about how there would be a musician who would be performing before the match, and you know all of them, and how you need to get there early because it's going to be a extravaganza. That was a specific target market that you approach, but there's different target markets and the different channels that you need to drive. For other people, the music extravaganza is not what they're looking for, but you need to ensure that you are creating the right message for the right fan and in the right channel. And there's far too much reliance on sometimes social media. And the reality is that not everyone else is, and it's just too busy in there as well to see stuff. Like, I honestly saw for the first time also this week that we're playing an Olympic qualifier at 3 o'clock, and I don't know who schedules a match at 3 o'clock midweek. I mean, think about that.
Is it not also a TV thing? Because obviously, because they know that the game has to take place during the week, and again, we know that it's been a difficult thing to have football competing with, you know, your prime time soapies, that they would say, if we can maybe try to get the game on TV, then even if not many people can come to the stadium, they'll be able to watch on TV. Is that sometimes not the reasoning?
Well, think about it. Who's sitting at 3 o'clock and watching a match on TV on Wednesday?
Not too many people, as it was evident yesterday.
So listen, we do have issues, and we must face the facts, right? Here's another fact we must face. You know that today I think we probably have 3-4 players tops that play in the top 5 leagues in the world, right? And they're all in France. We don't have a player in England in the top tier league. We don't have a player in Spain, in Italy, or in Germany.
Yes.
We do have a couple in that. Now, what that tells you, those are the top 5 leagues where the best teams and the best players are. So we are not producing good enough players as well as a country. And we need to face that. And it's a painful fact, but that's true. So the fans are now choosing sport for choice. Excuse me, I need to go.
Okay, we seem to be.
But sorry, the fans are sport for choice, and South African football is just not serving a good enough product. Okay, and then on top of that, we're not marketing it well enough either. We are just taking too many liberties with the fans. We don't really respect the fans, you know. I mean, the last time I went to a football match, I couldn't find food because there was only one place that was serving food, and there was only one thing available. I think it was hot dog, like a hot dog and something. And I remember thinking, you know, I shouldn't come to a place like this, and I don't even have an option of a hot dog and a burger. And you know, I need to be a lot more comfortable than this, because when I go to other events, I have 10 options of things I can eat and drink and. So and then I come out where I have parked is not lit, it's dark, and there's no security. It's just we need to treat the fans much better. They are the guests of the game. What they eat, where they park, how they're taken care of. All of that is important because other events are doing that, and they are overloaded with people.
But here's another thing, Zgwili, that I'm having an issue with. Mamelodi Sundowns, for example, are doing well in the Champions League. They are doing well in the PSL, but even they can't attract large crowds.
Yeah, but you know, so that also then goes with the fact that you know. The game needs for the game to be healthy. You need more teams to be healthy. and competitive. So I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, I wrote a paper about why the state of Kaizer Chiefs in this country is a much bigger problem than just a problem of Kaizer Chiefs and its fans and its management.
Yes.
And part of that argument was that such is the influence of Chiefs on the psyche of the national game and the size of its fan base, that when Chiefs is not performing well and not doing well and not in a healthy state, it's a bigger issue, and it's a sickness that will spill over into the national team, and I think part of what we're seeing right now in the national game is also an element of where the game is at the club level, and Kaizer Chiefs as an example is a big part of that.
Simply put, Squeal, because I would think that in your research as well, you're trying to look at the demographics, the kind of fans that we have, and so on. Are we a football nation?
Okay. So I'm going to give you an answer that is unpopular. No. The answer is no, we are not. We think that we are. We tell ourselves that we are, but we are not. Because people who make the argument about, because Bafana Bafana hasn't won anything and they don't play well, blah, blah. Well, let's take Banyana Banyana. The best football national team we have at the moment. They play beautiful football. They win. They are competitive. They are the best on the continent. They qualify for back-to-back World Cup tournaments, and they will continue to be the most successful football national team we have. But we still don't go to their matches. Now, a part of that is, of course, that they're being managed badly by SAFA. But the fans are still not doing enough. When, like you said, they came back from the tournament. Their first match was against Brazil, the top 10 rated nation in the world. A great picture for us to show our appreciation. It was embarrassing. And I remember thinking to myself, we're not a football nation. And I know that we can argue that we are, but we're not. I look at what happened in Senegal when they won AFCON early last year.
Yes.
And I remember the scenes when the team came back, and I was saying to myself, if Bafana won the trophy and they came back home, that would not be the scene. I mean, there would be a lot of people, but nothing compared to what I saw in Argentina when they won the World Cup, or what I saw in Senegal when they won the World Cup, or Algeria when they won the World Cup. So the short answer is no, we are not a football nation. We think that we are. We tell ourselves that we are, but we are not.
No, I will agree with you on this one, Squeal, because when you see teams in your England, in Italy, when they win the FA Cup and so on, the streets are packed. Mamelodi Sundowns went and won the Champions League in 2016.
Yeah, well. And also, to your point, you take teams that had to qualify for major competitions. You know, but how they continue to fill the stadiums when the national team is playing. They are number 150 in the world. They hardly ever qualify for anything. But those few matches that they play, they fill up the stadiums, regardless of who they play. Whether they play in Lesotho or they play in Nigeria, they will be there in other countries. Liberia is obviously, Liberia is probably a third tier country in terms of the ranking here. But even if we're playing a first tier country, you know, a Ghana, Ivory Coast, or Cameroon, we still won't be filling up a stadium. I mean, it's incredible.
And I can tell you that when we go there next week to play against Liberia, they will fill the stadium there.
No, so I recall that I think for one reason or the other, they end up, I think they play their matches in Morocco.
Yes.
Because so they will probably not have a full house. But if you were playing them at home,
in their own home, in their own backyard, or if you were playing at Tanzania or you were playing at Lesotho, they were going to fill the stadium.
Yeah,
no, our problems are big as Gwili. I was hoping that you will come and give me something to feel better. You've made me feel even worse.
No, I'm sorry. I if you had told me to come with a pick-me-up line, I would have tried and added a few more, but I called it as I saw it, my friend.
And that is the truth. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Gwili Gumede. And I can't be watching my national team. I'm wearing my jersey in studios, Gwili. I'm wearing my Bafana Bafana jersey in this studio because I can't be there. I have to be here at work informing people about what's happening. But this is heartbreaking. Yeah. But thank you so much for speaking to us.
Cheers, brother.
That is as Gwili Gumede, sports marketing expert, talking to us here about some of the reasons. And I've always said that for me, this thing that because the social media and all the conventional ways of doing things have to change because the social media, it's not going to work. It really isn't going to work because I see it when I go back home in Mulegi and I see it when I visit other areas that there's only a few people on social media. There's only a few people on Twitter. If you want people to know about certain things, go where they are. And that is where people will get to know about what's happening. If you are home, hey, remember, I go paying. Those who are from Mulegi and Bomadala, they know or pay. I go paying, remember, you will see what's happening. Go to all these, to malls. That's where you will attract people and then they will know about what's happening. But yeah, I think there is just so much that needs to be happening because the supporters are blaming the media. They say that the media is not doing enough. But I think the media has been trying their best. They blame SAFA. And again, even Gwili is mentioning it. And I agree that SAFA has to do a lot. Not just SAFA, but you know, PSL teams as well. A lot has to be done. But I think even fans themselves have to come to the party in as far as going to stadiums and supporting teams is concerned.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.